For the Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith. We wind down our week-long series of reports on historic preservation in the Ozarks in West Plains, Missouri, where what's become that city's signature event was held Friday and Saturday, June 19th and 20th, the annual Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival.
This is the signature event for the city of West Plains, and arguably this is probably this region's largest event every year.
Todd Shanks is the community marketing director for the city of West Plains and a committee member with the Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival.
When you come to West Plains and you come to the Old Time Music Festival, we like to tell people you are getting the authentic Ozark experience. The focus of our festival is more of the musical traditions. There were three main ideas that were central to starting it. One would be the just acknowledging the many of the local very able performers that we have in the area, but also too, we felt the need to save some of these expressive traditions from here in the Ozarks, and but also with that we want to maintain a focus of authenticity.
Got them chickens in a sack, got them hounds on my track. I keep my skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. I keep my skillet good and greasy all the time.
You can't get much more authentic than Van Colbert. Festival goers get the real deal when the Colbert brothers perform at the Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival.
My dad learned to play when he was just a boy, and that would have been the late 20s. He taught us, all of us boys, to play music. That's what we did for a family thing. I mean, we grew up down here and it was real rural, and we sat around in the evenings and played music as a family unit.
Speak to the importance of passing on that knowledge. How important is it to keep the tradition going and this festival?
Right. Well, I doubt the world will stop spinning if we don't, but to me it's pretty important because it just part of our past and part of our culture, part of the history of this country. And to me, it's not a static, dead thing. It's live music. It's as vibrant today as it was back in the 20s and the 30s. So I think it's real important. You need to know your roots. You need to know what came before you.
The mission of the festival is this. It was old-time music. It started out as old-time music. The Ozark Heritage part of it came later.
Kathleen Morrissey has served on the Old-Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival Committee for its entire 21-year history, and in fact was working in her West Plains Council on the Arts office 23 years ago when musicians Michael Frazier and Bob Cunningham approached her with the idea of supporting and showcasing local talent.
It was me that had my whole consciousness lifted and changed and rearranged when Michael and Bob Cunningham came into my Arts Council office. Then they had to educate me because I knew nothing about this.
Michael Frazier recalls that encounter.
Yeah, and I had served and worked with the Missouri Arts Council because I served an apprenticeship with Bob Holt, master Ozark square dance fiddler. And so I was somewhat familiar with the way things worked. And so that's how we got the idea to start with Kathleen, because we thought West Plains would be a great place to have it, and we knew that she had worked some with the Arts Council as well.
It took about a year for them to keep talking to me about things, about how it could happen, and things that were happening in other places that were like this, and that's how it really started.
It was primarily the music that started it, but there was a whole realm of other things going on that needed to be showcased, we felt. Cultural, what I would consider to be art forms that were being lost.
Take quilting, for example.
This is the Lone Star, and this is a modern one. There is an older one upstairs. The one upstairs was done in about the 1920s.
Another art form is passed on by festival flint knappers sharing their knowledge of chipping chert.
Well, basically, it's just kind of reduction of rock till you get to the point where it makes it look like something, hopefully an arrowhead. And it's a humbling, very addictive thing to do, or a hobby. But every once in a while, we get lucky. As you can see, we make a few arrowheads.
Festival vendor Bill Rhodes of Sheridan, Arkansas, shows off his handcrafted turkey calls.
This one is a little cedar caller. With a yelp. And a cluck. Sometimes in the mornings when the old hen flies down off the roost, she'll do a cackle or a little cut. My favorite for calling a turkey in is the purr.
It's kind of a tradition in the Ozarks that goes back generations, where a lot of the folklore, a lot of the stories, a lot of the music is passed down orally from generation to generation.
Again, City of West Plains Community Marketing Director Todd Shanks.
That's kind of an example of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to pass down some of those traditions, some of those stories, and some of those songs so that the future generations can appreciate it and so that they're not lost, just lost.
For information on the past, present, and future of the Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival in West Plains, Missouri, oldtimemusic.org. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.